Hey, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today, I am going over a study, I guess, and of questions that was put out by a Harvard psychologist. They asked these questions to determine if you're more emotionally secure than most. And when I think of my kids, and really anybody who's listening to this, I hope that they are emotionally secure. Because the world is crazy and there are people who are going to try and take advantage of you or try to hold power over you. But emotionally secure people, they tend to feel more empowered, they feel confident and safe, and they tend to live out their own beliefs and values, which is what this article says. So what I found this on CNBC. It's Harvard psychologist, if you answer yes to these 9 questions, you're more emotionally secure than most. And it's by Dr. Courtney Warren. And so Dr. Warren, first off, I thank you for this list because as I read through it, I found there to be a lot of interesting questions that most people don't probably even think about in their lives. But if you answer yes to any of these, according to Dr. Warren, you're more emotionally secure than most people, which I find it interesting because the first one, they say, can you listen to different perspectives you disagree with? And I think about the climate that we live in politically, socially, that there are people who tend to say, you don't agree with me, you're my enemy. And that's just not true. So many times, you are your own person and you're going to have a different point of view than somebody else. And that's okay. As long as we show respect and listen and are flexible in our thoughts, maybe they can persuade us. You know, we got to this point in the world where we used to be able to negotiate. We used to be able to talk to each other and have disagreements. And that was okay. We still were nice enough to each other. And I think I've talked about this before that, you know, if somebody stops on the side of the road to help somebody else, they don't ask them about their views. They don't ask them about their morals. They just say, how can I help? And that's the way the world should work. But unfortunately, we do have people who will disagree with you and they'll unfriend you from social media. They'll stop talking to you. They'll erase your number from their phone book, whatever it is. It's a little ridiculous. So if you can listen to somebody who has different perspectives or disagrees with you, that can make you or that can show that you're more emotionally secure than most people. So the first question, can you listen to different perspectives you disagree with? Second question, can you set healthy boundaries? And this is an important one because there are people who are emotionally insecure, I guess is the best way to say it. And they will want to monopolize your time with their own issues. And you know, you've got enough problems. So it's fine to sit and listen to them. Of course, we want to help other people out when we can, but you also have to set limits. I had people in my life who have been emotionally draining because of the issues that they face. And while I feel bad for them, there's only so much I can do. I can give only so much advice. And at some point you have to set a healthy boundary and say, look, I can listen to you for about 30 minutes and then it's time to go. Or, you know, if you're willing to do these things to help yourself, then I'm happy to support you any way I can. But you have to set those boundaries. And that's in knowing yourself and knowing your values. And as Dr. Warren says, consequently, emotionally secure people can articulate how they want to be treated and set guidelines for how they will respond if those boundaries are not respected. So, you know, it's an important aspect for you and your health to want to help others, but you also have to set those boundaries for yourself so you don't lose sight of who you are. Number three, can you admit when you're wrong? We're all wrong at some point in our lives. Some of us are wrong probably more often than others. And it's hard to say we're wrong. But those people who can do it, who can say they've made a mistake, they can take responsibility, they can move on from it, they can try to correct it and make changes to their life, if so be. You know, it may not be that great of an error. But if you can admit that you're wrong or when you're wrong, that definitely shows you've got some emotional security in your life. Next one, 4, do you know your core values and beliefs? And, you know, are you able to communicate those in a way, even if somebody is just adamant that you are wrong? You know, again, it's that respect thing. And if somebody who truly and strongly disagrees with you, maybe you need to set boundaries with that person and say, look, I'm happy to have a conversation with you, but I you know, accusing me or pointing fingers or, you know, getting loud. When somebody starts yelling, it's time to get out of there for your own safety. But if you can sit down with somebody in a respectful way, communicate what your beliefs are. First, you have to know what your core beliefs are and values. And is it family? Is it giving? Is it, I mean, there's a lot of different core values that we can come up with. But anyway, those people who are emotionally secure are associated with being authentic, and knowing your own values and being consistent with them in your life is also another sign. 5, can you express negative emotions respectfully? There are going to be times when you're going to, you know, feel upset, or you're going to say some I statements. I feel, I think. Instead of blaming others, use those types of statements that, you know, I feel like you're accusing me of something. I feel like you're not listening to me. I think your thought process, I think my thought process is you know, X, Y, or Z, whatever it is. But using those I statements, it can help deflect some of that in a respectful way and let somebody else know how you're truly feeling. But can you express negative emotions respectfully? You definitely need to be able to say when you're feeling attacked, or you feel like somebody's not listening to you, and be able to tell them, again, respectfully. 6, can you take criticism from others? There are going to be times when people have strong views, they have perspectives or opinions, and sometimes it's not even about you. And but they're going to tell you exactly everything they think and feel. And again, it may not be anything to do with you. It may just be a need for them to lash out. When I used to work in retail, I would have customers yell and scream, and it wasn't anything that I was doing wrong specifically. It was that they didn't like something for some reason. Maybe it was a present that they were given, and they wanted to return it, or they wore it and they knew they were wrong, or, you know, it was just they were having a bad day. They didn't like the store policy. Maybe they didn't like the store. Maybe they didn't like me, which was fine. But they would criticize, and, you know, take that criticism. I guess we can even reference a teacher or a coach or somebody along those lines, which I use often as examples. They are trying to make you better. They're not just criticizing you to criticize you. They're trying to make you think something differently. Maybe they're trying to get you to understand what they're trying to accomplish. Maybe they're trying to make you better musician or a better actor or a better student, better athlete. Sometimes we have to stop and reflect and think about, you know, is this person really attacking me, or are they trying to help me? And it's something that we have to sometimes not do the knee-jerk reaction and just jump to the conclusion that it's always a negative towards you. Sometimes it's they're trying to help you to be a better person. 7, do you continually strive to change and grow? Most people understand that they will evolve, and there's a process for evolving. They're going to continue learning. We've talked about that often on this podcast. There's a joy and satisfaction, according to Dr. Warren, in learning and becoming the best version of yourself. If you are doing the very best you can to try and get better at something, or try to be a better person, try to do things differently, that's not a bad thing. That shows that you're emotionally secure in yourself to be able to push yourself to try and be better than what you were today. And if tomorrow you look in the mirror and you say, look, yesterday we made some strides, or yesterday we fell back a little bit, but today we're going to try and do something a little bit different, or we're going to try and do a little bit better, good for you. Go for it. Number 8, can you stop yourself from reacting impulsively? Kind of like we talked about the knee-jerk reaction. Those people who are emotionally secure, they can choose how they respond. And I know some people who tend to be like executives in business or leaders in schools and such, they're more about listening and thinking through what are my options, and then being able to articulate it clearly, what their response is to whatever happened, be it somebody says something to them or somebody did something. They might still get angry or upset, but if they are emotionally secure, a lot of times they will take a step back, think it through, think about what happened, and then whatever the situation be, and then they'll move forward after thinking it through. I even think of impulsivity or impulsively. I think of when people go shopping, especially when you're hungry at the grocery store. Being able to stop yourself from reacting impulsively and buying all the sugar candy bars that you can when you're hungry, even though you should be buying other stuff, is more important. And then the last one is, do you trust that you'll be okay, no matter what challenges come your way? And this one's a good one because it's challenges are going to happen. And we've talked about that pretty much consistently since I started this, that how are you going to manage it? You can either be somebody with a gray cloud over them that's always a woe is me, nothing's ever right, or you can understand that, tomorrow might be a brighter day, and tomorrow is going to be a little bit better than it was today. And I'm going to have gratitude and be thankful for those things that are in my life. I know I'm going to see some rejection. I know I'm going to have people that turn against me, but I have confidence in who I am. I believe in who I am, and I believe in what I'm about. And I'm authentic in my relationships. I'm authentic in giving my feedback and my thoughts. And I know my values and beliefs are in line with what's right. Now, there are people who might be skewed in some of these things, but again, listening to others, different perspectives, having healthy boundaries, admitting when you're wrong, knowing your core values, beliefs, and being able to express emotions respectfully, taking criticism, striving to change and grow, which also includes education, always be learning, also stopping yourself from reacting impulsively. These are all things that can be challenges and that you can overcome. And when we look at the next day, the way the next day happens, there may be some lingering things from what happens if something bad, like a challenge, has occurred. But you're still around. You're not hopefully hurt. I think of the people who have invented things, and they always say, I failed 99 times, but the 100th time I succeeded. Well, those are people who were emotionally strong, and they just kept after it and kept after it until they finally succeeded. And that's the same thing here, is that you just keep pushing yourself forward. You keep learning from those mistakes. You take those challenges, you take those failures, and you build upon them, you learn from them, and then the next time you're going to be a little bit better than you were the last time. And eventually all will get past you, and hopefully you'll be a stronger and better person going forward. With that, thanks for listening. To my kids, I love you, and I hope you come back to listen next time. Thanks.